So as we begin our service, I do want to ask you to locate a hymnal, because this is a hymn sing today, and so we are going to use our hymnals. So if you can find one in the pew, that will help you be able to sing the hymns that the survey showed. These are the majority of the favorite hymns in this congregation in the last two Sundays when we filled out the survey. So please stand for our call to worship. Through dreams and visions, O God,
you brought on the horizon and hope of your people.
May we joyfully respond to your call with praise and song.
As we share in your promises of faith, hope, and love,
let us worship God. And our first hymn is Precious Lord, Take My Hand, just verses 1 and 2. Seated. Now I'd like to call forward our team, our service and learning trip team, who are prepared to go and serve the Lord on our behalf in Mexico, in a town actually that's close to Ensenada at the Door of Faith Orphanage.
So hi, I'm Cassie, and I'm really thankful to be a part of this team and almost all of us. And we are just going to go down the line and just say our names. So you guys can look at your little yellow postcard so then you know who we are. And just to let you know, so we are going to be going and hanging out with the Door of Faith Orphanage. But we'll also be having a couple day trips to see what other organizations are up to in the community. We'll be actually going to a medical facility and to a special needs home in the area, as well as going to serve food bags to those in what they call the canyon. And the canyon is technically a dump, and it's where a lot of people are living. And so we'll be handing out food bags and water. So my name is Cassie Carroll, and we're just going to go down and say our names, and then we'll have our commissioning.
My name is Guy Caudill.
I'm Chris Rhodes.
I'm Kim Siemens.
I'm Eddie Siemens.
I'm Ashley Smith.
Okay.
Oh, there he comes.
Just in time to say your name.
I'm Brian Smith, and my son called me on the phone, so I had to talk to him.
Well, we are so thankful for this team, and we feel God has led them by the power of the Holy Spirit to be our representatives, our ambassadors in Mexico. And so we have this commissioning today, and I would just like you to hear these words from our Lord. Dear friends, today we recognize the ministry of this service and learning team to the Door of Faith Orphanage in Mexico. We commission these dedicated people and consecrate each of them to this special task in the service of Jesus Christ on behalf of our Church of the Roses. Hear the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, who said in John 15, "You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit shall abide, so that whatever you ask in God's name, it may be given to you." And now a vow from you all. Do you believe that you have been led by the Spirit of God to engage in this work and show God's love as you go now to serve on our church's behalf in Mexico? In humble reliance upon divine grace, do you go with courage and strength in the Lord, trusting that you are being sent by the Holy Spirit to spread God's love to all you meet?
I do, in the Lord.
On behalf of this congregation, I commend you to this work and pledge our prayers, encouragement, and support. Dearly beloved, I commend to you these persons who we this day have commissioned to be God's servants as a part of the continual sharing of Christ's unconditional love on earth. And so together, the response of God's people is with favor upon this team of your servants. May they safely travel as they seek to follow you and serve as agents of your love in Mexico. Give them wisdom and strength in their service to those in need through Jesus Christ our Lord, and with the power of the Holy Spirit guiding every step. Amen. And as a little token from our church, too, I made these bookmarks that have a cross with a rose in the middle. And it says on the back, 2 Corinthians 9:12 to 15, "This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of God's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, people will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ, and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. Thanks be to God for this indescribable gift." So thank you for your courage and for going. You can each have one of those. And then I made up a little goodie bag for your trip since they're driving the van. So this is full of goodies for you all to eat on your way down. And then if you want to leave the bag with the orphanage, that might be a nice little token of thanks to them. Yay. Let's give them a hand. Bye. And now let us sing our next hymn as a send-off hymn, "Here I Am, Lord." And you can remain seated for this one.
Thank you. I tell you the truth. Whatever you have done for one of the least of my sisters or brothers, you have done it for me. Faithful God, help us to see you in those who are marginalized, weak, lonely, hungry, or fearful. As we share gratefully from our abundance, help us to know that we are touching you and sharing your love with others in our world. Will the ushers please come forward to receive the morning offering? Join me in prayer. Dear Lord, we have felt your spirit guiding and leading us as we reach out to others and as we grow together as a congregation. Today we hear your power in the hymns we sing. Thank you for the unifying gift of music, for melodies and harmonies, for composers and poets, for instruments and musicians. May your song of peace be the song we sing and the melody we share in everything we do each day. Let our offerings be an expression of our gratitude for the love and guidance you give us, and may they be used to bring peace and love in our church, our community, and the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You may be seated.
First scripture reading is Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And now, before we stand and sing our next hymn, I just want you to notice how the Holy Spirit kind of has worked this all together. These are all hymns that were rated as the majority of favorites from you all, and yet they work so beautifully for a commissioning of a mission team. Here I Am, Lord, was one of the ones that you loved, and now Faith of Our Fathers is perfect for Father's Day. But I want you also to think about how Psalm 100 was also the lectionary psalm for today. How many of you had to memorize Psalm 100 when you were in Sunday school?
In the King James.
In the King James Version. I know, so this one seems weird, doesn't it? But it's also perfect for praising God in song. And so the Faith of Our Fathers wasn't included in our purple hymnals when they created it, so we put it in your bulletin as an insert. And so please see your bulletin for just verses 1 and 3. Please stand for Faith of Our Fathers.
Oh,
be seated.
This is a poem called I Believe. The author is J.B. Lawrence. I believe, that is to say, the lenses of my soul sweep heaven alway. I believe, this means my mind is open to the things unseen. I believe, I firmly hold to untimed truth that never has been told. I believe what has been told by men of worth whom years do not make old. I believe Judea's son, whose work continues as it was begun. I believe tomorrow's light is always burning round the rim of night. Amen.
And now as we prepare to sing the verses 1 and 3 of Eternal Father, Strong to Save, as you saw in the tribute video to fathers, we want to remember especially those who have given their lives for us, because freedom comes at a cost. Freedom is never free. And so let us stand and proudly sing Eternal Father, Strong to Save. To our time of prayer of the people, we have a number of prayer requests that we want to remember first. We want to keep Virginia Rylette in our prayers, Helen McKenzie, Joy Steele, Jeanette Nichols, Sylvia Turner, the whole mission team that we just commissioned, Jim Taylor's family. And we want to remember to pray for Jim Dietrich, who is a longtime friend of Norm Smith. Pray for his healing and for his whole family. And we also want to pray for Julie Marquette's family. Tomorrow is her celebration of life over at Spring Lake Village. And it truly will be a celebration of her life. They're not really having a memorial service, they're having a party. And so all of us are invited because they know how important our church was to Julie and how important Julie was to us. So it's 3 p.m. at Spring Lake Village, and they'll tell you when you come to the door which room to go to. We also want to pray for the orphans all around the world, but especially those of Door of Faith, for our church, our Presbytery of the Redwoods. And we want to pray for the kids, especially over at the Boys and Girls Club. They have twice as many kids there this summer as they usually do. And so our snack program needs to be boosted up. So if you have any extra funds that you would like to donate to something, donating for the Boys and Girls Snack Fund would be very helpful so we can help get those kids fed every afternoon. And we also, you'll see in the bulletin, we're raising funds for them by bringing in shoes. And you can deliver them directly over to the Boys and Girls Club. Cindy Godey broke her wrist, and so it's hard for her to carry them over. So if you could just deliver the shoes directly to them if you have some to donate. What they do is they weigh them, and then they get funds for how much weight the donated shoes are. So bring your heaviest shoes that you can find. And then they raise money that way too at the Boys and Girls Club. Now let's lift up our hearts and minds as we remember two fathers today and offer our prayers to God, who has adopted all of us as sons and daughters and made all of us heirs of the kingdom of heaven. Let us pray. O God, you formed your son Adam from the dust of the ground and breathed your holy breath into his lungs, giving us all the gift of life. Breathe again your life into us, your children, and your church, that we might be one with you. Bless our nation and all the nations of the world with your fatherly presence, wisdom, and peace. Today we pray for all in this world who are in trouble of any kind. We pray for the poor, the hungry, the sorrowful, those in mourning, the imprisoned, the victims of war, and all who live in fear. Your son Jesus was raised by Joseph the carpenter, who helped him grow year by year in strength and wisdom. We pray for all in our family of faith, though, who have sad memories of their fathers. Heal their disappointments and help them hold fast to you as their heavenly Creator Father, who continues to give unconditional love even when we are not aware. We pray for all who nurture others with love and patience as spiritual and surrogate parents, teachers, coaches, neighbors, healthcare providers, and ministers. Gracious God, as our Heavenly Father, you gave us the gift of your own Son. We thank you for his sacrifice and for the way he showed us how to live the good news of the gospel in his daily life. May we strive to be the loving, healing friend you ask us to be for others who may or may not be our biological family. Let us be present for one another and show up in life to help each other as we pray the prayer you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And now, in response to God's beautiful grace, let us stand and sing all the verses of Amazing Grace.
Thank you.
one thing that the Vacation Church School started was a collection of food for the Redwood Empire Food Bank. And every day the kids would bring in some food to put in a container that is now in Campbell Court because they didn't get it quite filled up. And so we encourage you all to bring food every chance you get to when you're coming to church and help us fill the food bank container out here so we can have them come pick it up full, because we don't want to have them come and pick it up with just this much in it. And so we appreciate your participation in that. It's another part of sharing God's amazing grace with those that are hungry. So let us think about how each word that is in these hymns that we have been singing are meant for our hearts and our souls and our minds to carry with us out into the world. How everything that we've sung today is meant to enrich our souls and nurture our souls and strengthen us so that we have the power to go out and share God's love with each person we meet. And so I encourage you to keep singing, your favorite hymns. When I was feeling a call to ministry, I stayed up all night one night going through a hymnal and singing the songs to myself in the kitchen because I was really feeling a strong call to go to seminary. And it was by singing the hymns in an old hymnal that we had at my house that really sealed that call and made me realize I have to go. And so may you, too, embrace your call, because each one of you have one, too, to be here for each one of other here in this church, but also to be for those people out there that are so hungry and thirsty for a sense of God's love and presence in their life. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you now and forevermore. Amen. And now let us sing our benediction hymn.